the Rajuma learned that the din is by Taku Kayin, Ein Moitzi and Oisim Yada. The Tat Taisis, above on the days, at the end of the Taisis, and time by my Ein Moitzi and Yada, Haloy Abaylam Yamru, Lita in the Kayin Acha. Fred raises a question that is a din, the Bailam has Tuva Sanda. The Bailam could decide which Kayin he wants to give his Matlis Kura to. So how could this Kayin grab it and keep it? The Bailam should be able to be Moitzi and Mimanu because of the din of Tuva Sanda. As the Machan Ephraim says, the Choyra, a Pasha the Teretz on the Shail of Taisis. He says, when is there a din of Tuvas Anna when there's a din to give it to the Kayin? As then the Torah was Mizaki you, which Kayin you want to give it to. But if the din is Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya, and there's no Chiev to give it to a Kayin, like in the Tzir of Agamara, that we suffix, the din is Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Araya, as then you could learn it's bottle the Tuvas Anna. As L'chayr, that's a Geshmak Eteretz on Taisis is Shaila, that over here it's not Shaykh Eschus of Tuvas Anna, being that there's no din to give it to the Kayin. In Taisis, you see not that way. Taisis assumes even in Agamara there's a Eschus of Tuvas Anna. So for Taisis, he should have a right to take it away from the Kayin. The Ad Kama that a Kayin's grabbing it, he could decide which Kayin to give it to. As the first teretz of Taisis is, v'yesh loimar b'makirei kuna. Asug is talking about makirei kuna. It's a musig you find in Kama Gemaras, that there's one kayin that he always gives it to. That's called makirei kuna. Direct the Sam Sefer on Taisis, as if we're talking about a tzir of makirei kuna, and only by Makire Kuna. The halacha is Taku Kayin. Ein Moitzi and Oisei Miyadai. As Ras Frek, Reb Chanina, from the Tzir, of Asveikis Nechnasin Lodir, Lissaser, if the halacha is Taku Kayin, Ein Moitzi and Oisei Miyadai, Amai Nechnasin Lodir, maybe over there is talking about where there's no Makire Kuna. As the Kayin has no supposed to be Typhus. Hare Taisis is Machadish over here in the first Teretz, that the only time there's a schus to be Taifis is when there's Makirei Kuna, or else you could take it away. As how could you ask a question from Hasveikis Nechnas and Ladir, maybe over there is talking about where there's no Makirei Kuna, as fact of some sefer on the first Teretz of Taisis. L'chayre, the Kivun in Taisis is that even if there is no Makirei Kuna, but he still has a Schus Tkefa. Because if he would be Makirei Kuna, he would be able to be Taikif it. As that's enough to be called a Schus Tkefa. The Chassam Sefer learns only if you could be Taikif it and keep it Papoyal, then you're Ma'akiv the Din Ma'isah. But the Das Taisis, L'chayre, you would answer that as long as Be'etzim he has the Schus, that's enough to be ma'akiv the bailus. Yeah. In the nekuda. What's the nekuda samachleikis? Okay. This is one nekuda on this teretz. Eksais in Zimin Kufay in Ches is ma'ayir another nekuda on the teretz of Taisis. What is the maila of makirei kuna? There's a big machleikis rishainim. What does makirei kuna do? Rashi Shita in Gittin Daf Lamed is Makirei Kuna is a Kinyan. Whoever is a Makir Kuna, Miyad, that it's Roy to be given to the Kayin, he's Kayina right away. And Rashi explains, because all the other Kanim are Aschi Daita Mine. B'chari the Kavana Vidas Rashi is, Be'etzem it's Momin Kayinim. Just everyone could be Zeicha. But if everyone knows he's going to give it to this Kayin, everyone's Aschidai Tidimine. Memela, this Kayin is Kayin. Abataisa Shita in Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, is Makire Kuna is not a Kenyan. Makire Kuna means it's like I said I'm going to give it to you. So it's an Avera if I don't give it to you because I said I was going to give it to you and I have to keep my word. And Taisa says, just like in Kinyonim, if you say you're going to sell it to someone, you're going to give a Matana to someone, you have to keep your word. Sheris Yisrael lo yasa avla. That's what did Makire Kuna. It's not a Kenyan. Yisrael could take it back. He could change which Kayan he's doing. It's just a Maila. But Derech Klal, a guy's going to give it to Mr. Makire Kuna because he said he's always giving it to Makire Kuna. That's from Yisrael's Astira and Taisis. How could Taisis say the reason why the Kayan has a right to keep it? Is because we're talking about Makire Kuna. Bishleim Lefi Rashi in Gittin, that Makire Kuna is a Kenyan. As then we hear, Makire Kuna is Kaina, as you can't take it away from him. But if you learn the whole mile of Makire Kuna is like, it's because I said I would give it to you, so there's a vera not to keep my word. Aban Halacha and Chayshin Mishpat, he's not Kaina. As why over here can't the Israel take it away from the Makire Kuna? Thus Freg the Ksais Kilo Astira in Taisis in the gather of Makire Kuna. As the Ksais is Niyashid, the Shaira Shabai, Lachiris in the Taisis Rajbayas, that what Taisis means is that being that we're talking about Makire Kuna, and by Makire Kuna, the halacha is that you assume he's gonna give it to him as a bazei, it blinds like a tfisa b'rshus. And a meila is zeicha because he's tfisit b'rshus. As enochinami, the makire kuhuna is not a kin b'fnei atzmai. But it's kilu, you were noisim rishus to the tfisa. So the tfisa over here is in a whole different level. It's a tfisa rishus, and he's zicha zaycha. That's the kivun. And on that, Yisrael doesn't have a right to take it away. That's the first teretz. Inami einu yochol letoivai rak tuvus hana sheyeshpai lamandi ama tuvus hana mavin. Taisa says in the second mahalach that toivus hana doesn't mean I can take the chepetz away from the kohen if he grabs it. All it means is I can mun the tuvus hana from him. Dainu. Tuvus hana is a certain monetary value. People would pay money to be able to give a present to someone. As that amount of money, I can mun from him. But the chefetz itself, I can't take away. This is the second text. As in this Tosis, is a Yisaidis Nikamachleikis in the Inyan of Tuvas. How do you look at Tuvas Anna? The first text of Tosis in the Kasha held, the Schus Tuvas Anna says, I could take it away from a Kohen if a Kohen comes and grabs it from me. Because Tuvas Anna is Shali, I could decide who to give it to. And the second Teretz of Taisis is Machadish, it's a Din Nesina Lechatchila. The Torah gave me a right to decide who to give it to Lechatchila. But once he took it, I can't take it away from him. That's the Machlokes. In Taisus, what the gather of Tuvas Hana is. Oh, that's the Lachoyr is the Kivun in the the Machloikis, the Ran in Chulin and Kuf Lamed Aleph holds like the beginning of Taisis. And he brings an interesting raya to the beginning of Taisis. He says, even in Matanis, that there's no Gzeres HaKosev that you have Tumas Anah. the marshal, not by Pchor. Pchor, there's Exeris HaKosiv, Tubas Ano. Shumas, Mises, there's Exeris HaKosiv, you have Tubas Ano, by Matnes Kuna. But let's say Matnes Anim, there's no Exeris HaKosiv that you have Tubas Ano, like Leket, Shikho, Peya, and Yersada. There's no Exeris HaKosiv. Abi says it's Mefurish in the Mishnah. Let's say you left Leket, Shikho, and Peya, and Yersada. And Mr. Ani walks in, and he says, okay, I want to collect the leket, shikha, and peya, give it to me. He has the right to say, I don't want to give it to you, I want to give it to a different ani. As you see, even when there's no din of tuvas ana, lechatchila, he has the right to choose which ani he wants to give it to. The mashal, you have stuck in your pocket, you could decide which ani you want to give it to. There's no din you have to give it bedavka to this ani. So there's a shayla by aniim, if there's a law of turning your ani away, reikam. Say this, so you give him a 10 agurot coin and you say goodbye. Yeah. Aba bikaron, I could decide which ani I want to give it to. As frek deran, what do you need exeris akosiv tuvas ana momin? Even if there wouldn't be exeris akosiv, yisvara, I have the right. Ve'araya by matnes aniim, I have the right to decide which ani to give it to. As that's why the first teretz of Tosfos held that it has to be the exeris akosiv is being machadish, that I could take it away from him if he gives it. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. It's not being machadish that I could decide which person to give it to. Because that, even if there wouldn't be Exeris HaKosev, I would know Mishvora. It's my Matnes Kuna. I could decide what I want. Just like by Matnes Anim, I could decide which Ani to give it to. It's my Matnes Kuna too. Because what do you need Exeris HaKosev of Toibes Ana? Must be it's coming to say that if he grabs it, I could take it away. As he says, that's the Makar of the first Mahalach of Tosis, that he learns the Schus Toibes Ana is much, much deeper. It's machadish that I could take it away from him. I'm a schus in the to take it away. Says, you have to know how they'll answer the kasha of the Ran. Lemaisa in the Hagdaras Advarin, Yesh Ratzu Loimar, the beer of the Machlekes is what is the gedder of Tuvas Ana? Is the gedder of Tuvas Ana? The Torah was machadish that you have a din nesina, that's all you are. You're an apotropis on the chafetz. You don't own the chafetz, but you could just decide who to give it to. Or the Torah gave you a schus in the gufa chafetz le'inyin that you decide who to give it to. It's kilu abailus on the chafetz. Just like you could own the chafetz to use it for one day, I don't own the whole chafetz, it's not mine forever, but I could own the chafetz that I could use it on Sunday. That's called a bailus. As I could own a chafetz to give it to the person that I want. That's called a bailus in the guf chafetz, and that is mamish a bailus in the chafetz. Or is the din of Tuvas Ana just a din nesina? That the Torah gave me the right to be boicher, even though I'm not a bailim, the Torah gave me a right to be boicher, to choose who do you give it to? As my nafkamina, if he grabs it. Over here, we're not holding by the nesina. He grabbed it already. It's not shayach and din nesina. But if it's a schus mamen, I could literally take it away from him. And I could go ahead and take it back. That's one of the ways that to learn the oimik of the machlekes of Taisis. An interesting nafkamina is, could you be makdish your din nesina? Your tuvas ana on the chafetz. Could you be mafker your tuvas ana on the chafetz? If it's a bailis, you could be makdish it, you could be mafker it, it's yours, you could do whatever you want with it. But if it's just a din nesina, as then you're not a bailim b'chlam. It's Nekuda, the Shagis Arya handles other G'dayli Achroinim. Mechorim, Mo'ed Yitachin, it could be Tali on these two Tiritzim places. Okay. Because that's the beginning. The Gemara continues. Amar Abaya, Ibi Shemha, Loi Tesayei Alamar. you don't have a raya from the tzir sveikis nisnas in the deer. Because hachamayis kinan kizayin gilesle adatisha v'hu v'manusha. Iba chiyuvu shafukamayisa. Ila bi chiyuvu tisha la bar isiru. Adam abaya la milsi hidiyami. Sveika la bar isiru. Ditnan kofitz echad min hamnu yunutoychan kulan tuve. Visa kedaita sveika boyasuri liaser mimonevsha ibachi yuvu shaper maise vila bachi yuvu nifter minyan aroi dama rava minyan aroi kadu and a maise lach lame my siri vadi am rachmana velo a siri safi kachinami a siri vadi am rachmana velo a siri safi. Frek the shita, the shame deriving a stark kasha on the Gemara. What does it say? Kofitz echad min hamnu. He started to count to be mafresh maisa behema, and one of the behemas that he counted jumped over the fence and jumped back there. As what do we say? Kulam turim. You can't be mafresh maisa because you're not sure which one is the manu. Frek the Gemara. Isal ketakter sveicha boyasuri leasa meman of shach. You could be asa with a meman of shach. Why don't you take meiser? Frank derived. What do you need the meman of shach for? The halacha is sveicha daraisa lechumra. As if sveicha daraisa lechumra, you're mechuyev leasa. Even if you don't have a meman of shach, the din of sveicha daraisa lechumra is only when you have a meman of shach. No, it's a din. I don't know. I don't know which one's meiser. I don't know which is not meiser. I was okay. Take meiser. Maybe you're doing a tikkun. But why does the Gemara over here have to ask the question? Li aser meman of shach? Because either way you're fixing it. Even without that addition, li aser meman of shach, l'chayr esveika daraisa l'chumra. Thus, Fred, derive it. Zog, derive it. L'rafcha de milsa. Avada we could ask, sveika deraisa l'chumra. You should have had to have done it anyway. But Frank the Gemara, not only over here do you have sveika deraisa l'chumra, over here you even have a maila of Amman. The Mam Shif wants to answer the shaila ba'ayfinacha with an interesting pshat. He say the only time you say sveika deraisa l'chumra is if you're machmer, you'll take care of the problem. But if you're machmer, you're still going to have a suffix, then there's no din sveika deraisa l'chumra. As over here, if you don't have a mamon of shach, even after your ma'asa, you still have a suffix. Because you're not really taking care of the suffix. As then there's no din sveika deraisa l'chumra. And if you look at the lashon of Rashi, di'ikol ha'meimar mamon of shach boi lasurei, Shema Yase Ketaira Ukemitzva Nesrinu Lahanech. Rashi says the reason for the Maman of Shach is because then you could do Ketaira Ukemitzva. You could say Rashi was Maramis to the teretz of the Maram Shif. Okay, that's one Ha'ara on the Gemara. The second Shaila on the Gemara is the Shaila of Taisus, the greatest Shaila. What do we have? We have one little seh that's potter, a miser. He jumps into a whole deer that has loads of animals, and we say they're all potter. Frek places the obvious question. Tema, v'libato v'ruva, v'lechaiva, kula v'miser. Ha'da davar v'sheminyin lo'y bato, ha'ida mider abona. Frek places. Why don't you say little Leroy? As there's common akudis in this thesis, in the asidus of little Leroy. In they printed a Chedushe Reb Chaim on Bava Metzia. Someone in the Mishpacha had a chelek of the notes of Reb Chaim from his earlier shiurim when he was in Volozhin before he came to Brisk. And they printed it. As over there in Chedushei Agracha Levi Baba Metzia, he asks a question on Taisis. We know there are two dinim of right. There's a din of Bittul B'Rai, the marshal, there's three pieces of meat, and one of them is treif, the other two are kosher. As you're allowed to eat from the meat, why? Because we say batel b'roiv. There's a soup, and in the soup, there's something which is not kosher. In the cholent, there's something which is not kosher. As we say, batel b'roiv, and we have a taruvis echad in front of us. The shayla is there iser or not? We say batel b'roiv. And then there's a second din of zil basar roiv. We have an item in front of us. We're dining on the item in front of us, what it is. We don't know. Zil basar roiv. We say on each item that's in front of us, zil basar roiv. Frek the Reb Chaim that why does Tosis ask on the din of libatel b'roiv? Why didn't Tosis ask from zil basar roiv? That's what the Reb Chaim is. Why does he ask from bittel b'roiv? He could ask in the din of zil basar roiv. As Reb Chaim wants to answer with the Tosis HaRosh. If you look in the Tosis HaRosh, the Tosis HaRosh Taka asks both questions. The Tosis Rosh asks, number one, levatel b'roiv, number two, zil basar roiv. As you see in the Tosis Rosh, the Taka asks both questions. On the teretz of zil basar roiv, the Tosis HaRosh answers that roiv is still a suffix. And it would be called asiri suffix, v'loi asiri vada. As this Tosis Rosh, we'll wait till tomorrow to see by Richos, what does it mean, roiv is still a suffix? We'll see. Abba Zuck Reb Chaim, that's only in the din of zil basar roiv. That's a suffix. But the din of bittel b'roiv, that's a vaday. As Lemela, the Tosis knew the Tosis Rosh's teretz. That if you're going to ask al zil basar roiv is only a suffix. Aber the din of bittel b'roiv, thus is a din vadai. As that Tosis is asking, that should make it asiri vadai. What is the difference between bittel b'roiv and zil basar roiv? As l'chayre the kivun is the famous rush in Chulin Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. Zug the Rosh, you have three pieces of meat in front of you. One of it is treif. Two of it is kosher. Zug the Rosh, you are allowed to eat all three. Why are you allowed to eat all three? Because bittel b'roiv. You know you're vada eating treif. Zog the Rosh, the din of bittel b'roiv is the iser is nishapech leheter, as you did not eat treif. That's why you have chalin, and something falls into your chalin that's not good, chalchol, milk or whatever, v'chule. If it's bittel b'roiv, as you could eat the whole chalin, like Shalom Yeshiva Bachrim too. It's okay, you can eat the whole thing. You know you're eating something not kosher. It doesn't make a difference. Over here you see it's not a din misafik. If it's a din misafik, how could you eat all three pieces? There's no safik. It's a din vadai. It's a sabir aheta le'ch. That's why Tosis asks, levato l'ruba. Is that step number one? He says, why does Tosis say? And he answers, that's why Tosis says, as bittel b'roiv and not zil basar roiv. But emes, it's al pi Tosis Rosh. As the Olam, one time, when we gave Sheir Es, the Ritva Es, as zil basar roiv, and we'll see the rit. Take a look at the rit. We'll handle it. As that's the first Nakuda in Tosis. Okay. Taisa says, Bittel Beroiv should be Lechaive Kula Bemaisa. It should be Machayev you Bemaisa. Over here, Reb Chaim and many others are Ma'orer on Taisis. There's a makom to say Bittel Beroiv cannot work to be Machayev Bemaisa. Why? Because where do we find the din of Bittel Beroiv in the Gemara? We find the din of Bittel Beroiv. There's a chavetz that's aser, there's a chavetz that's mutter. The mutter is the roiv. As what do we say? The iser is batel, and memela it's mutter. As what does the din Bittel Beroiv do? The din of Bittel Beroiv says that the miut is tuffel to the roiv, and therefore it loses the shame of the miut. As until now, there was a chaluis din iser on the mir. With the din of Bittel Beroiv, it says it's batel the chaluis din iser. As if it's batel the chaluis din iser, ois iser, you're allowed to eat it. Abba Roiv can't give dinim. As Roiv is not able to make something, turn something into what it's not. It could be mavatel a din that was chal on a chavetz, but it can't create new dinim. As I say over here, the nidin is you should be chayiv b'maisa. As who says roiv can make you mechayiv b'maisa? As we'll start off in one seer, which is a dugma that they speak about, which is a very famous dugma. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch in El Chassidus. The Oynig Yontif in Simin Dalet declared, what's the din? Sitzis have to be Tavu Lishma. If the sitzis are not Tavu Lishma, they're possible. What happens if you have four sitzis that were Tavu Lishma and two that were Tavu Shaloi Lishma? As the place Gimdan, do you say Bittel Beroiv and Kulamar Lishma? You're allowed to use it for the sitzis. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that no, we only find Bittel Beroiv that it's Batel a din that's chal on the chayfetz. If it was Aser, it says it's not Aser anymore. Memela it's Mutter. But to give new dinim, that Bittel Beroiv can't do. As a fizeh, there's a geshmak eteret of inshaile from Taisis that Bittel Beroiv can't give dinim. Bittel Beroiv only is Mavatel. The big problem with this Mahalach is what Reb Chaim says and other Achrayim say. The big problem with this is who is the Shita that holds Bittel Beroiv can give Dinim? Taisvis. It's a Taisvis in two places in Shas. It's a Taisvis in Zvochim Dav Ayin Ches. What's the Gemara talking over here? The Gemara is talking about where you have a Pachas Mikashir Pigel, which is the Isser Achila, and you have a Pachas Mikashir Noiser, and it's in a Taruvis, and you ate a Kezias. Rashi says, he gets Malkus. Because Bittel Beroiv, if it's Roiv Pigel, it's Ki'ilu, the whole thing is a piece of Pigel. As you ate a shear of Pigel. That's Shitas Rashi and Zvochim Ayin Ches Amir Aleph. And Toysi says, no way. The din of Bittel Beroiv is when something's Usser, it's Mevatel from it, the shame Isser, and Memel it's Mutter. But it could turn something that's not pigel into pigel, that it should be mashlim the sheer pigel. Avada Bittel Beroiv can't do it. Nochom Achleikis Rashi and Taisis is in Bechayres Daf Chav Beis. The halacha over there is an interesting halacha. The halacha is Mayim is Roy LeKavul Tumah. Seer, Shemen, is not Roy LeKavul Tumah. As over there we're talking about where there was Mayim, that's in a Taruvis of Shemen. As Rashi says, the whole thing is Tameh, Bittul Berayim. The whole thing is Mayim, Bittul Berayim. And Taisis says, no, Bittul Berayim is Mavatul Isser, but it could turn Shemen into Mayim? It could give a new shame? Bittul Berayim doesn't do. As Mechayre is the grace of Shaila. Hare Taisir Shita is the Shita that holds that Bittul Berayim doesn't give a new shame. As what Taisir is asking over here, that Bittul Berayim should be Mechayiv you a Meiser. Bittul Berayim can't be Mechayiv you. It can't give a new shame. This is the grace of Shaila. Steer in places. L'choy Reb Chaim saying a glottis svara, gishmakis svara. Bittul Berayim doesn't give dinim. It's bittul. It's mavatul dinim. It's mavatul isurim. But it doesn't make new things. As how could it make it into a chiyuv ma'aser? Oh, this is the grace of Shaila. As there's a shtickle to answer this gishmakis shtickle from the Kudjusei Shigurim, which is a listening and a sefer, and of Shmuel Rizovsky. Grado, when Reb Shmuel went to learn by Reb Shimon, his older bacha that they give him was Reb Kudjusei Shigurim, as they learned Bechavus. Bavindishvi, they both say the same word to answer this question. Yeah. This is something Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, it was in that base medrash that we asked, but it comes out of Stira. Oh. As they both wanted to say a gishmaka word to answer the question. They wanted to say, over here, you're not creating a new chiyuv. What are you doing? There's a p'tur of minyan haroi. The reason why it's potter is because it has a shame that it's manu. If it was counted already, the fact that it was counted already gives it a shame p'tur. Oh. As what's the roiv gonna do? Hare roiv behemus are ena manu. Comes along Mr. Manui into the deer. As the roiv will be mavatal, the shame manui from him. Of it, if he's not manui, memela he's chayiv. As over here, the roiv doesn't have to turn it into a new chiyuv. It's mavatal the shame manui. Once it's mavatal the shame manui, memela is manui. That's the mahalach they want to say. Gishmak mahalach. The fizeh, the oilam gizru shos, we can add this one more taisis. Taisis number 4 in shos. Taisis on sukkah, davtes, amid beis. Taisis dans when you have roiv schach kosher and miyid schach posel in your sukkah. And this happens. Where is this common? If you have an Elon on top of your sukkah, because you have Reiv Schach Kosher, Miyat Schach Basel, we're talking about where you ma'arif it, meaning you mixed it together in the sikha. Taisir says, Midin Bittul Berayim, you could sit under the Schach Basel. It's okay. Because Bittul Berayim, Oida Pam, Freg Gidele Achroinim, Bittul Berayim doesn't give dinim. Bittul Berayim is only mavatal dinim. Astir and Taisis. Taisis holds. Bittul Berayim is mavatal the shame iser, but it can't turn something and give it the same kosher. Over there also, the word is, why is it possible? Because it is mechuber. As what is Bittul Berayim gonna do? It's gonna be mavatal the shame mechuber. And memela it'll become a schach kosher. As even according to Taisis, if you find the shame that you could be mavato, it'll work. When won't there be bittul baroi? Oh, you could find it here that Taisis would hold there wouldn't be bittul baroi. What happens if in China they make plastic schach and they sell it for cheap? As it's enoi gidule karna. As you mix your plastic schach with your wooden schach, and you want to be mevatel et beroi, over here Taisis would say it wouldn't work, because it can't turn plastic into wood. Bittul beroi doesn't turn plastic into wood. Over here the problem is, it's not gedule karka. As over here, bittul beroi can't turn plastic into wood. It's not going to turn it into schach kosher. But over there, we're talking about it is schach kosher be'etzem. It's wood. It's the right material. What is it? It's a psul mechuber. As the bittul beroi will be mevatel the shem mechuber, and memela, it's a schach kosher. As Mashik Daily Rabbi saying, who wrote a lima, the sukkah on the Tesam at base, and Bamitzia da Vovam at base. After we have the two other Tesam, we see that a call Hoylech Yachav, Mamish Tim's Gavaldic Tesis holds the aside, but Tesis still has Bittul Beroi, because over here it's Mavato the shame Manui, and over there it's Mavato the shame Mechum.
Isn't
that
also that from a Pasuk?
As the word is not learned from a pasuk, the word is it be'etzem kosher, but there's a zaitik of soul, shame on it, or it's chosin in
the
hechsher
mei
karka.
Maybe the pasuk is saying that anything that's not gedul a karka
is be'etzem eschach kosher. The ingredient for eschach kosher is gedul a karka. Something that's not gedule karka is not a schach. Yeah, that's the word. Okay. As Reb Chaim Tainas, he has a yishuv to the Shaila of Taisis, and we're tining on Rabbeinu Chaim that Taisis himself holds in the Yisrael of Reb Chaim. As how could you answer Taisis' Shaila that way? As vice to chois, that it's not an answer. And that's why in Yeshiva's Bris, they tainted you shouldn't print the Reb Chaim on Baba Metziah. Because they tainted it was when Reb Chaim was younger. He wouldn't say it when he's older. So that's why they were very against when they printed this Reb Chaim on Baba Metziah. Because now you know why. Okay. It's definitely good for Pula Dor Reis. It's definitely a good Havamina. The fire we see in Christ is not that way in the Melo. Okay, as let's come back to Taisis. As Taisis is on our sugya, the big question, the Vatel V'Roi. What are you timing? Everything's Vatel. One is it Potter. It jumps in. Roiv is Chayiv. You should say Vatel V'Roi. Everything should be Chayiv. Hepatitis, maybe you'll say because of kol kavua, it's kavua. Because in this Taisis, you see a gavaldika chiddush. The Ran in Chulin and other Rishonim say the din of kol kavua kemechsal mechsel. Where is the makar? In Ksubis Daf Tesvav. In the famous sugya that we all know, that if someone bought basar from a store and he wasn't sure which store it is and it's out, as if roiv of the stores are kosher, it's kosher. You go on Beis Yisroel, roiv of the stores have kosher, you should know there are some that aren't, they don't have a good hashgacha. You know, you come out, you ask the bacher, where did you buy it? You know, he's one of those optimistic Americans. I thought everything in Israel is kosher. Yeah. Are you allowed to eat it or not? As if roiv of the stores are kosher, you're allowed to eat it. Good. Awesome. But if he's in the store, kol kavua, kol mess. As being that the buser is still in the store, and you don't know what the store is, as then you don't rely on what. That's a din in zil buser, right? It's not a din in dittel, right? Over there it's talking about where there's one chaticha. When there's one chaticha, the din is where it came from, that's the din of zil buser, right? As then we find the din of kavua, it's a zeris ha-buser. Zeris ha-kasa was said in the din of zil buser, right? How could Tosis bring it over to the din of Levato Beroi? Ubefrat, the Rishayim Ed, we saw, what's the din of Bittel Beroi? The Isser is Nishapach Leheter! As Nishdag the Isser. As Masmas Kavua. Kavua means that the Isser is Kavua. But the din of Bittel Beroi is Yemahapach Nishapach Leheter. As there's no Isser Kavua. He's gone. He's finished. He disappeared. As therefore there are Rishonim that hold that the din of kol kavua kemechsa mechsa is only by zil baser. That's number one. The gzeris hakosav is only by zil baser. Right. Number two, bittel bereiv works different. Bittel bereiv says nisaper. Tosis is mavur not that way. Tosis is mavur that the din of kavua is even by the din of bittel bereiv. The shaila is what's pshat in Tosis. As you could say, a Mishmak Rasha, Koivit Shiurim, says, advice to Chais and Taisis, he holds you could learn Bittel Beroi from Zil Basarai. What's the Pshat? As there's a very Gishmak Rasha that is Medayik the Gemara in Ksubis Taftes Babamara, and many Gemaras. When the Gemara says the Kala Kavua, the Gemara explains, Kavua Kimechsa Al Mechsa. It's not the word that by kavua there is a roiv, but we don't go bus a roiv. The word of kavua is the miyat is nechshav kimechs. What's this chat? Explains Reb Shimon, because the word of roiv and miyat is roiv is choshev, miyat is not choshev. As the davar choshev is mavatal the davar she'enoi choshev. But that's only when the miyat is not chashiv. A miyat that's kavua is always chashiv because it's b'makom kviyusa. As being that it's chashiv, it's nechshiv kimechsa, and there is no roi. It's just as chashiv as the roi. That's the famous Reb Shimon. If that's the hezber halteisus, that's bein by bittel b'roi, bein by zil baser roi. The vod is nishtokin roi. Kavua, if the miyat is kavua, the miyat makes, and there is no roiv. As if there is no roiv, there's no makam to be machalik from zilbas roiv and bittel b'roiv. Bishleim, when you have a roiv, as then you could say, okay, bittel b'roiv is a better roiv. As that works, even though it's kavua. Aber zilbas roiv is a lower level roiv. As that doesn't work when it's machulik, you could be machalik. Oh, but if the void is, there is no roi, because the mir is kemechsa, and there's no makom to be mechala. Because with Reb Shimon, this tesis is yavau. This is the dimin of tesis. That's how we compare the two. Oh, but end with tesis, you can't say that, because kavu is ein shayach ela b'davar she'iser v'heter nikarin v'yaduin. Below yada meizilakach to go in tes chanias. So Taisis, where do we find kavua? The nine stores and the ten stores. There's nine stores that say badatz, and there's one store that says it doesn't have a good hashgach. Whatever. it's dvarim nikarim via do it. As over there, as then. It's Shayach Kavua. Up over here, you don't know what's what. They're all saying it's not Nika. Rather, what's this Svara? Why is it Tali on Nika? What, this is a din of Maris Ayin? Why is it Tali on Nika? The Mefarshim HaMazbir, Lefi Reb Shimon, is Toch Givaldik. Because what's the word of Miyat? A Miyat B'makam Kviyusay is Choshev. When it's Choshev, when it's Nika. It's nicker that there's Isser here, as then the Isser is Choshev. But when it's Einoi Niker, it's Einoi Choshev. Because it doesn't have the Chshivis to be Shoved to the Lord. That's the way we want to learn that the fear of Shimon, it's very Gishmak. You can understand why it has to be Niker. Okay. So that's the second chelik of places, the word of Nahinu, it's not mitchilis b'riyasoi, because it doesn't have a shame of burial. Ben loymar shaloy nisha be'ed rak echad, the letter ruba, the lashon letoichon, loy mashma. As if you look very hard, Tosis didn't answer his question. He tries, it doesn't work. Tosis goes back to now. He doesn't have an answer. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the answer of the Tosis Rosh, the big Yisoid, that Roy is in Suffolk, you have to see the Klalim. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow will start with the Inyanim of Tvisas. We'll just end with a little story. There's a bachur that wrote to the Ragged Shabbat. He's learning in Yeshiva for a long time. And he sees he's not Matzliach because he has a lot of questions on the Gemara, a lot of questions on places, and he just doesn't know his answers. There are other guys in the Beis Medrash, they're always answering him. He always gets stuck on his questions. As the Rugged Shava wrote him back, Ayin, he wrote him back, like, that's the way the Rugged Shava answered everyone he answered. He sent him back like 21 places in Shas. As the Bacha started to look at it, he couldn't figure out what the Rugged Shava wanted from him. What was the Teretz? As he showed it to his Rebbe looked, he said, the Rugged Shava was showing you that there's 21 places in Shas that ask a question and don't answer it. And Tosis went fighter and he became Tosis. Just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean you don't know how to learn. Doesn't mean learning's not for you. It's okay. You can go weiter. Maybe when you grow up, you'll be more mature, you'll answer certain things. Maybe not. Is Hashem, Kishu Yogo and Mashiach, we'll get all the answers. But that's our avoid in life, we'll continue.